So we're in Perek Bet, Ot Hey. Devar Acher, an alternate understanding in the pasuk Ve'ele Dibrei David Acharonim, and these were the words of David, the last words of David. And we said Dibrei automatically refers to words of prophecy. Eluhem, these were they. Amar David Amalek said, Ribono Shlolam, Master of the World, Kableini B'Tshuva Shlema Lefanecha, accept me in complete tshuva before you. David HaMelech asked the Ribbono Shel Olam to accept his tshuva as a complete tshuva and let him come all the way back. Kedei shetezakeh et rasheim la'olam haba, so that you will be able to either lezakot means, lezakot literally means to purify. Like when you talk about pure oil, we call it shemen zayit zach. Zach means pure. And zechut is a merit. So by doing it, you will either purify or give merit to the wicked in the world to come. V'tomaleim, and you'll be able to say to them, Ma David Melech Yisrael, if David the King of Israel, she'asah lefanai davar chamur, that he did something weighty, he sinned a weighty sin before me. He went with Bathsheba, he caused the death of Uriah. That's pretty serious. Doesn't get much more serious than that. Kivan she'asah tshuva, once he did tshuva, kibalti oto b'tshuva, I accepted him back with tshuva. Af atem, so to you, im asitem tshuva, if you would have done tshuva, if you would have repented, I'd accept you. So David HaMelech is asking God to forgive him in order to give encouragement to the world. And our sages say that really David HaMelech is supposed to give encouragement to the world. You see a person who's on top, and I think that's what the Medrash is alluding to, that the Medrash says, if David, who was king of Israel, did something weighty, meaning there are two aspects here. The greater you are, the harder it is to say I'm wrong. If David was king of Israel, so it's even harder to say he's wrong. Part of tshuva is saying, I'm wrong. Ribbono Shel Olam, I'm sorry. I was wrong until now. And David HaMelech had to do tshuva on something that was very weighty. So he had to say, I was wrong and I did a tremendous sin before you. But nonetheless, once he did do tshuva, Hashem took him back. And that's a lesson to everyone else. Uminayin she'amar David balashon hazeh. And how do we know that David said in this term? She'ne'emar, as the verse says, Lecha levadcha chatati. I've sinned to you alone. And the end of the verse is, Leman titzdak bidovrecha tizke b'shoftecha. And through me, through accepting my repentance, then your words will be righteous in the eyes of the world, and your punishments will be righteous, because you give a person potential to return. So David HaMelech said this verse clearly indicates that was David HaMelech's point. By letting me come back, then the justice system will be more palatable to people in this world. I think we could understand this also on a different front. There are different reasons why society would punish. There are different understandings for why God would punish. You could say, well, there has to be justice in the world if there's no punishment. So what happens to all the people who are so wicked their whole life? But I'm not sure that's the only reason. Maybe it's also encouragement to repent. So David HaMelech is saying, you know, if you let me come back, then people will be more understanding when they get punished in this world, because there's a reason to repent. If a person says, well, I repented and I got punished anyways, so why should I ever be better? Yeah, you with me? Okay, lechach ne'emar, so that's why the verse over here says, Ve'ele divrei David ha'chaonim, these were David's last words, that David HaMelech was focused on the end, on the other people who will look back and say, okay, what happened with David HaMelech after he sinned? And that was David's claim, let me back, let me repent completely, take me back completely, so that the others will learn from me that there's always room to come back. And obviously he did. Chazal tell us that Hashem accepted his tshuva completely. That when Shlomo HaMelech built the temple, so he built the gates the same width as the Aron. So when they tried to bring the Aron inside the temple, it couldn't fit in, because that it was the exact same width as the entrance. So you need a little bit of room in order to get it in. So he stood there and he prayed, and nothing worked. And after he said many prayers, nothing worked, until he said, "Do it for the sake of David." Once he said that, poof, the Aron was able to get in. And at that moment, all of the Jewish people who had assembled for the inauguration of the temple, they all recognized that God had forgiven David, that it was in David's merits that they were able to get the Aron into the temple. So that's when God showed the whole world that he had forgiven David for that sin. So we see that this prayer was really accepted.